Let's say you see this vast, this incredible sunset or whatever, and for a moment you give it your complete attention, and for a moment you're not thinking about yourself, your problems, your problematic life history, or your even more problematic future. You're not thinking about anything. For a moment, the stream of thinking subsides, and it goes. And for many, the beginning of spiritual awakening is to realize that there is this stream of continuous commentary in their minds. And that is the thing, oh, that's interesting. That's a thought, of course. But before the thought, that's interesting, there's the recognition. It's the voice in the head. And the recognition is not the voice in the head, although you might say it after the recognition. But in the moment of recognizing there's a voice in the head, that's not a thought. The recognition of thought is not a thought. The recognition of thought comes through awareness or presence. And awareness or presence is the higher consciousness, the arising new consciousness. Wow. So that is really the meaning of spiritual awakening. There's a voice in the head. And people say things like, I think, they don't think, because thinking is not a voluntary action for them. So it's a delusion to even say, I think. You don't think, you are being thought by thought. You are created by thought. There's that energy field. It's amazing. So the master said, how can I teach you Zen unless you first empty your cup? Now, that's a huge demand. If I'm full of clutter, mental clutter, how am I going to empty my cup? I would be immediately be enlightened if I could empty my cup. But the teaching points to something. It points to this, the word empty. And that's interesting. That is an important word in Buddhism. And I don't think it's a good translation. It sounds like something missing or something like that. So I have an alternative translation for the Buddhist term emptiness. So that empty is an important word. So remember, the Zen master said, how can I teach you Zen unless you first empty your cup? Empty. Emptiness, my alternative translation for that is spaciousness. Spaciousness is a dimension of consciousness in you. And that is what we could call the spiritual dimension of consciousness, the deeper or the higher consciousness, just words, doesn't matter. And that is, in every human, it's there. Many don't know that it's there because the clutter is so dense that they have no realization of the underlying spaciousness. And that is why I say in millions of humans that is still a dormant faculty, so to speak. So the most important realization in your life, much more important than what you have achieved on the level of the world, whether your life in worldly terms is regarded as a huge success, or a dismal failure, or for most of you, probably something in between. That's normal. Sometimes you fail, sometimes you succeed, and then you move back from gaining, losing, high and low, up and down. That's the identity for most. So the clutter of your mind is there, but there are moments in your life when you become aware of something spacious underneath it. But you may not call it that. You may not call it anything. it may arise, for example, in many humans who may never have heard of anything spiritual. They're out there. They don't know that the little bit of that is in them. So, but they don't know it. There's little glances come occasionally into their lives of that dimension. It's not enough to actually say that the spiritual dimension has awakened in them, but little flashes come up now and then into their lives. And that is enough. Those little flashes from that dimension come into their lives, and that is enough to keep many people sane. And those flashes can come when you might think, when you go out into nature and you see something extraordinarily beautiful, like a sunset, for a moment you go, ah, or the vastness of the ocean, or the sky, or the elements, the wind, the storm, and for a moment you go, and it's a moment of intense aliveness, and you feel. And then you may remember that moment a little later. That was such a beautiful moment. Why was it? Yes, maybe what you perceived was beautiful, but you felt something in that moment. You felt a heightened sense of aliveness and a deep peace and connectedness with being, so to speak. You see, why? Because that moment of sense perception of something vast or beautiful freed you for a moment from the incessant stream of thinking. So the incessant stream of thinking, let's say you see this vast, this incredible sunset or whatever, and for a moment you give it your complete attention, and for a moment you're not thinking about yourself, your problems, your problematic life history, or your even more problematic future. You're not thinking about anything. For a moment, the stream of thinking subsides, and it goes, and that is, without knowing it, you have a little flash has come up from that dimension, the next moment it may come up a few days later again, when you look into the eyes of a baby, 1 year old, maybe just in the street or in a cafe, and the baby looks at you, and the baby is 1 year old, and the eyes are like the baby's. And you know instinctively that the baby is not thinking about you, because thinking hasn't started yet. The words have not accumulated yet. The thoughts haven't started yet. And yet there's a consciousness there. And you can see very clearly there's an intense consciousness that's looking through those eyes at you without judging you in any way. And in that moment, for just a few seconds, you feel so good. And you say, why do you feel so good? Because at that moment, the baby liberated you from your stream of thinking. And again, a little bit of spaciousness opened up inside you. And so for those few seconds when you looked into the eyes of the baby, you were not thinking. And the baby wasn't thinking. So through the baby, you are able to be in that dimension. And it felt so good. Spontaneously, they can arise. They're not recognized by people as ultimately spiritual, but they are. And so many people, there are millions of people who experience those things briefly, but that's enough to give you a sense still of life is worth living. And then there are others who are so burdened by their minds, they cannot even communicate with a baby. They cannot even perceive the beauty of nature anymore because their mind is so noisy that there's a total veil. So they don't look at the baby like, they look at the baby, oh, that's a nice baby. They don't really see the baby. Immediately it's labeled.